There's a chance of snow on Sunday and Monday.
The highs in the mid-20s and low in the high teens.
Today will be cold and wet with snow and rain throughout the day. It will be rainy and very windy throughout.
If you're like us and you live in the Midwest, that pretty much sums up the winter months for you.
Nothing says welcome to Indiana like icy roads, record low temperatures, and a few school delays and closings.
Way back before there were hand warmers and heated blankets to keep us warm, cultures across the globe looked to a hearty bowl of soup to heat them up.
I'm John Griffin.
And I'm Shay Rickle.
And on this episode of Houndbite, we're diving into soup, our favorite way to stay warm in the winter.
With soup being such a globalized dish, we couldn't just decide on one local restaurant to interview.
It is. Really starting in September to March or April is our busy season. The summer months kind of cool off, but we have some great salads, and so people really look forward to those. Really what we see is a decrease in soup, but an increase in salad. So people get, you know, a full salad and a cup of soup as opposed to a half salad, a bowl of soup.
This is Danielle, the manager at Supremacy in downtown Indianapolis. Supremacy is a small shop with a huge collection of soups and salads, and is by far one of the most unique soup restaurants in Indianapolis.
Because Supremacy is located on the Monument Circle, they are able to sell to hundreds of customers a day.
So we make large batches of soup, 8 or 9 gallons at a time. We sell it until it's gone, and then we replace it with something else. So in any given week, in a 7-day period, that board can change it at least 5 or 6 times.
Now that's a lot of soup. To put that in perspective, that is 72 solo cups per type.
More than just quantity of soup, the variety of soup they serve is truly unmatchable.
We get ideas through all different walks of life. So all the way down from Louisiana, we have a great gumbo all across the country and all across the globe. And then we do quarterly soup tastings. We invite members of the media and the public in, good customers, and they try different soups. They tell us what they like, things that they love get put on the menu, things that they don't like get sent back to the kitchen for revamping.
With such a thorough vetting process, it's not surprising that Supremacy soups are top-notch. Not only are they delicious, but Danielle also mentioned that she thinks sometimes they're just what you need to get over that winter cold.
When I have a cold, all I want is chicken noodle soup. It's what I grew up having. There are things that go into soup. The fresh ingredients help. Things like garlic and sometimes horseradish and ginger, all of those have a lot of medicinal properties about them. So yes, I do think that a good bowl of soup can help cure the common cold. Sometimes it's just about getting the fresh ingredients in you that can really help kind of reset your body.
As we said earlier, soup is a dish loved globally, and focusing on one restaurant just isn't enough.
Once we heard from Danielle that to her, sometimes all you need is a bowl of soup to feel better, we had to get a second opinion.
Ramen is a Japanese-style noodle that has been adapted from actually China, and just in the past few decades, it's become popular here in the States.
This is Joshua Bowles. He is the manager of Kazuki Ramen in Izakaya.
Joshua has been working in the world of ramen for a while now, so he had a lot to offer when we asked him about soup from an Asian cuisine perspective.
He mentioned that shoyu ramen is one of the most basic and traditional ramen dishes that they serve at Kazuki.
One of the most traditional ramens is a shoyu ramen. Shoyu ramen is Tokyo-style ramen. What it consists of is our clear broth. Clear broth is made from our chicken and pork bones. We strain the clear broth at a very light simmer. And then with that clear broth, we add a little bit of shio tare, a little more shoyu tare, and add a little bit of fish sauce, as well as a little bit of fattening to it, a little bit of fat oil. And once the soup is set aside with the flavoring, we cook the noodles, and the noodles are put into the bowl. And now this is where the exciting thing happens, because then we have the option to customize our bowl. And with our shoyu ramen, we add green onions, moyashi, which is bean sprouts. We use pickled bamboo shoots called nenma. We also top it with our beautiful pork chashu. Pork chashu is a thin slice of pork.
We've both had ramen quite a few times, and personally, I never realized how much time and effort it takes to prepare it.
I know, it almost seems like an art. When I was down there in Kozuki, I actually got to try the shoyu ramen.
And what did you think of it?
It was great. It had some udon noodles, a savory broth, a slice of ham, and some green onions.
I think that soup actually has a lot more depth and background to it than we originally realized.
For sure, and while there are obviously dozens of other cultures' takes on soup other than the US and Japanese way, I think that even Supremacy and Kozuki definitely show that soup is a lot more than just something to keep you warm on a cold day.
What is soup to you? What kind of soups do you prefer, and where do you go out to get them? You can let us know at johng@whje.com.
Or shaer@whje.com. That's shaer@whje.com. To listen to more episodes of Hound Bite, check us out at whje.com under the Entertainment tab.
This has been John Griffin
and Shay Riggle.